take the church's laptop there because most people don't take their Bibles to funerals, and so I thought it'd be good to have the Bible there. And I walked in and asked the funeral director if they had Roku. And he said, "I have no idea what you're talking about." He says, "Let me go get someone that knows something." So he went and got someone else, and he says, "Well, our projector doesn't even have HDMI ports on it." So he said, we're kind of way behind. So anyway, in the meantime, I tried to get our computer to show the scripture, and I just messed it up real good. So Brother Steve fixed that, and Brother Joe got this other thing going, so praise the Lord. Well, let's turn to Job chapter 24. Job chapter 24, looking tonight at something sure. Job chapter 24. Job 24. Amen. And Pastor Jeremy, would you lead us in prayer, please, sir?
Father, we thank you for the day. We do thank you for your many, many blessings. We just want to continue to lift up those who are struggling physically.
Yes.
We do thank you for the safety of you and the recent Stacy. Mm-hmm. And safety back to the States. And also, Lord, just speak to our hearts now, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Job chapter 24 and verse 22. The Bible says, "He draweth also the mighty with his power. He riseth up, and no man is sure of life." There are so many things in life that are not sure, and life itself is not sure. Roger Bond passed away unexpectedly and had his funeral this week. It says there, no man is sure of life. Notice with me in James chapter 4. James chapter 4. No man is sure of life. James 4 and verse 14. James 4:14. "Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even what? A vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." I was talking to someone at the funeral, and I says, "How you doing?" And he says, "I'm getting old." And it was someone not that old, but that was his response to me. So life vanishes really quick. So life is not sure. Health is not sure. As I mentioned, Brother Shull said from Greenland that hundreds of people in Greenland now have it. I think before they had pretty much escaped it, but not this time. But notice in Revelation 21, as we saw recently, there is something sure with God one day. We're not going to have to worry about our health. In Revelation 21:4, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more," what? "Death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more," what? "Pain, for the former things are passed away." So life is not sure, health is not sure, the roads are not sure. I received a call from the dentist this morning. I had an appointment tomorrow, and the dentist's office called and said, "We have an opening today, and we're wondering, just because of the bad weather coming in tomorrow, whether you'd be interested in moving your appointment up to today." And I said, "Well, I guess I could do that." At the time, it wasn't snowing, but by the time my appointment was, it was snowing along pretty good. And the roads were pretty slippery getting over there, but I was glad to get it out of the way anyway. We won't have to worry about roads someday. Revelation 21, verse 21. Revelation 21, 21. "And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was" what? "Pure gold, as it were transparent glass." Several weeks ago, I called a place that had some gravel, had some potholes in the driveway, and thinking about trying to get them filled. And the person told me on the other end of the phone, it says, "We haul gravel until the first snow, and then we take our trucks off the road. That's it." And I assume it was because of the salt. They didn't want the salt on their trucks. Don't have to worry about that one day. The roads are going to be sure in heaven. But as we consider this matter, number one, salvation is sure. Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4 and verse 16. Life is not sure on this earth. Health is not sure. The roads are not sure. Sickness abounds everywhere. Nothing seems to be sure. In Romans chapter 4 and verse 16. The Bible says, therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. To the end, the promise might be what? Sure to all the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. So this promise of salvation is sure. The dentist came into the room this morning and said, asked me how I was doing. And I said, great. I said, one of my sons was building a house and the wiring passed, the electric passed the inspection. And so I said, praise the Lord. The Lord has answered so many prayers. And the dentist helper was just right in on it too. Praise the Lord. And I said this to the dentist and her helper. I said, I'm so thankful that when we go to heaven, we don't have to wonder if we're going to pass inspection. Amen? Because our faith is in Jesus Christ. And he is holy and he is pure. And everything is perfect about him. And you don't have to wonder at all if you're going to pass when you receive the Lord as your Savior. And they agreed with that. Notice in John chapter 5. Verse 24, John chapter 5 and verse 24. The Bible says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into what? Condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. We know we're going to pass inspection because it doesn't depend upon us. It depends upon Jesus and his righteous blood. Notice in 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him, Jesus, to be what? Sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made what? The righteousness of God in him. The righteousness of God in him. It's so wonderful. If you build a house here, you could try to do everything right, but you never know if the inspector is going to find something or if something changed that you didn't know about in the rules and the codes. But in heaven, we don't have to worry about that. Our righteousness is totally of Jesus Christ. Notice in 2 Timothy chapter 1, 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12, 2 Timothy 1, 12. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. So, nothing unsure about it. Totally sure about it. False religions never have a guarantee of salvation. False religions are always based upon man. Always. And that's why they're never, ever sure. Notice in Hebrews 6. Hebrews 6. And verse 17. Hebrews 6 and verse 17. The Bible says, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the sure, both the soul, both what? Sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner for us is for us entered, even Jesus, made and high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So, verse 19, it is both sure and steadfast. In Romans chapter 10. When people ask the question, well, how can you be so sure? You know, they don't really understand the foundation of salvation, that it's Jesus Christ, because that is what makes it sure. In Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, what? Shall be saved. Not might be, but shall be saved. There's no doubt in it. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. In a world where everything is unsure, we have something sure, and that is salvation. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 11. And this is the record that God hath given to us, what? Eternal life. And this life is in his Son. That's why it's eternal. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may what? Know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. So, salvation is sure. Number two, the Bible is sure. The Bible is sure. Psalm 19. And verse 7. Psalm 19:7. The Bible says, the law of the Lord is perfect, comforting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is what? Sure, making wise the simple. The testimony of the Lord is sure. This particular dentist has given me two crowns. Actually, she's not given me two crowns, she's sold me two crowns. And they're kind of pricey. And so we was talking, and so she asked me if I felt like royalty. I said, no. I says, actually, there's been a Bible verse that's been a great blessing to my heart. And I told her it was Psalm 102:17. So I quoted it for her, but we can read it. Psalm 102:17, he will regard the prayer of who? The destitute, and not despise their prayer. And so I was talking to him a little bit about that verse, how this verse has been such a blessing to my heart in recent days. So I said, no, I don't feel like royalty. I said, to humble ourselves before God is the secret to his help in our time of need. In James chapter 4 and verse 10. The Bible says what? Humble yourselves under the sight of the Lord and what? He shall lift you up. So after talking about that, she says, how do you find those Bible verses? And I said, well, I says, I'm on a plan just to read through the entire Bible and just keep going through it and through it. And so she talked about that, and just that there are some names in the Bible that are extremely long, hard to pronounce. And I said, but even in those passages, there's some gold nuggets, some treasures. Notice in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, you know, some of those passages do seem like you're out in the desert. You know, you're reading all these names, and one thing it does help us to know is that every person is important to God. And you know what? Maybe their names in the Bible, some of them were a lot longer than our names. Can you imagine being a little child and having to learn how to spell some of these names? That'd be pretty hard. But here is one of the nuggets I was talking about, 1 Chronicles 4:10. In the midst of all these names, it says, 1 Chronicles 4:10, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God, what? Granted him that which he requested. You know what? If we skipped over 1 Chronicles chapters 1 through 9, you know what? We would have missed that treasure, wouldn't we? Jabez, and if you read the previous verse, the Bible says in verse 9, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with what? Sorrow. So she bare Jabez with sorrow. What a name. You know, a name to remind you that I caused my mother sorrow coming into this world. And you think about that, the name he has, and then you think about his cry to God. And it makes me think back of Psalm 102:17. He will regard the prayer of the destitute. That's what Jabez was. He was destitute. Oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. Why? Because I'm destitute. That thine hand might be with me. Why? Because I'm destitute. And that thou wouldst keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Just the heart cry. So, no, it's much better to be destitute and to be humble and cry out for God's mercy than to think we are royalty when we're nothing. So what a blessing the Word of God is. So we have a lot to rejoice about, don't we? We do. And we just need to let this world know that the Bible has been a blessing to our hearts, and that it is continually every day, and that no, we don't have to puff ourselves up and think we're royalty, because we're not. We are destitute. We are nothing. But that's when God will help us. So the Bible is sure. Now look at Psalm 93. Psalm 93. And verse 5. Psalm 93:5. The Bible says, thy testimonies are what? Very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. It makes me think of today what they say and then what they say a little bit later. Okay, what they said was, okay, if you get vaccinated, you won't have to worry about this COVID thing. That was wrong. And then they said, well, if you get the booster, you won't have to worry about this. And well, that was wrong. And then they said to what do they call it? Quarantine for 2 weeks. And now they're saying 1 week. So that was wrong. What else is going to be wrong? Well, with man, you never know. It's endless what man says. It's proven wrong. But the Bible is very sure. God's testimonies are very sure. Psalm 111 and verse 7. Psalm 111:7. The Bible says the works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are what? Sure. All his commandments are sure. You know, at the funeral yesterday, there's some things said about Roger, and he's a Vietnam veteran, and Vietnam was a rough place to be. As a young man, I was growing up, and it looked like I was going to have to go. And back in those days, every night, it seemed like the first thing on the news was how many of our young men died in Vietnam. And so I was fast approaching that age, and it was really bleak to think about it. It was a political war. We were there, and yet it was not like World War II. My wife's dad fought in World War II, and it was different, World War II, because it was a war with purpose. It was not politically correct. It was, they attacked us, we are going to win this war. We're not going to play around, we're going to win. Vietnam was not like that. All we did is play around. Now, the North Vietnamese would attack in the South Vietnam, and so we would attack them. I remember reading about a pilot in the Air Force. He was a Christian. And he was up the chain, And he was over there, and so it happened. Some missiles came out of North Vietnam and hit in South Vietnam, and he saw it. He knew right where they come from. He went out and got in his plane against protocol and orders. He got in his plane, and he went and bombed in North Vietnam. And, of course, he knew the uppers would find out about it, and they did. But he had had enough of their political correctness, tired of seeing his men killed, and he was going to go bomb the problem. It was in North Vietnam, and it was a horrible war. Our soldiers came home. Some of them were spit upon, booed at, and it just left a lot of Vietnam vets just disillusioned with life. And aren't you so glad as a Christian that we don't have to be disillusioned in life, that the captain of our salvation has called us to a task. And you know what? In some ways, being a Christian is like a Vietnam vet in that you don't get a lot of cheering, you know, on. You don't win a lot of awards, but the Lord is our reward. And so that's okay. But the Bible is sure. Notice in 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 18. The Bible says, "And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a what? More sure word of prophecy than what? Verse 18, than the voice which came from heaven." How many times do we look at it that way, though? How many times do we think, "Oh, Lord, if you could just tell me audibly what to do in this situation." Peter had it both ways, but he said, "Listen, I've heard the voice," verse 18, "from heaven. But," verse 19, "we have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of what? The Scripture," that's the more sure word, "no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." You see, when he was up on the mount with James and John, and they come down and eventually told people, and Jesus told them not to tell anyone about it until after his resurrection, but when they eventually told people, no one could check it out because they heard the voice and the scene was gone. But the Bible, we can all check out. That's why it's more sure, because we can all check it out. We can all read it. We can see if that's true. "No prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." So we can all check out the Word of God. Look at Acts 17, Acts chapter 17. Now, any one of us could have a dream or a vision and say, "Well, God said this," but none of us could check it out. If somebody else had the vision, we couldn't check it out and see if it was true, but we can in the Bible. Acts 17:11, "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word with what? All readiness of mind and what? Search the Scriptures." How often? Daily. "Whether those things," what? "Were so." So that's what we can do. When we hear a message, when we hear a Sunday school lesson, we can read our Bibles and say, "Okay, is that true? Amen, if it is. If not, we can see the truth." That's what God wants us to do. So, salvation is sure. The Bible is sure. Rewards, number three, rewards are sure. Proverbs 11. Proverbs 11. Proverbs 11 and verse 18. Proverbs 11, 18. The Bible says, "The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth," what? "Righteousness shall be," what? "A sure reward." So we must not be discouraged. It, each one of us, if we sow righteousness, there will be a sure reward. So let's speak up for Christ. Let's get the conversation rolling about him. Because if we don't do it, it probably is not going to get done. The dental assistant there was happy that I was bringing up the Lord. So we need to be the ones who do it. Hebrews 6, and verse 10. Hebrews 6 and verse 10. The Bible says, for God is not unrighteous to forget what? Your work. And what? Labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. God is not unrighteous to forget. I was in the store getting some medicine for Brother Lucas, and when I come out, I'm just getting old, and I couldn't remember exactly where I put the car. I was kind of looking one way, and it wasn't, and my wife was sitting in the car, so I finally turned her way, and she knew that I had lost my bearings there where that car was. So, but praise the Lord. The Lord is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. Everything you do for Christ's sake, this work of righteousness will be a sure reward. And even though we may forget, Christ is not. At the funeral, a man came up to me and shook my hand, and he says, you may not remember me, but I've been at your church before. And he's right. I did not remember him. And he said he liked the service and that it sounded like he'll be back again. But I did not remember, but he remembered. There's so many things I don't remember, but God remembers. There are so many things probably that you have done for the Lord's name and for his sake that you probably don't remember, but he will remember, and it will be a sure reward. Notice in Hebrews 11, verse 6. Hebrews 11, verse 6. The Bible says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is what? A rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So take heart. We're into a new year now. And you know what? Everything we've done in the last year or years, we may or may not remember them, but Christ remembers. It is worth it serving him. Salvation is sure. The Bible is sure. Rewards are sure. So let's serve him this year. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that knowing you and serving you is something with a sure reward. The reward is heaven. The reward is many blessed things, crowns for certain things. Lord, we thank you for the joy you bring in our hearts of being able to know you and being able to serve you. Lord, may we never be ashamed of your name. May we rejoice in your goodness. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.